Well, we had local bonds track the weaker rand today, while global bond yields fell in renewed safe haven trade. U.S. Treasury yields climbed, however, along with stocks, as investors' hopes for a strengthening economy seemed to outweigh concerns about a possible escalating trade tension. The R186 was bid at 8.63% at my last check from 8.56%. There we have it there. And the R207 at 7.4% from 7.39%. The U.S. 10-year trading at 2.91% from 2.94%, while the German 10-year Bund firmed more than 10% today to 0.37%. We're joined on the line now by Malcolm Charles from Investec Asset Management for more on what's been playing out on the fixed income front. Thanks so much, Malcolm, for your time today. So yesterday we had a drop in U.S. bond yields, with the sentiment there riled by another twist in the trade war between the U.S. and China, and that's seeing some money flowing back into emerging market debt. Today, yields stateside climbing on hopes of a strengthening economy. Has that naturally spelt a reversal of those flows into emerging markets?
Hi, Alicia. Look, I think to pick any trend over the last probably three, four weeks is difficult, because just when we think calm has been restored, a Turkey or an Italy comes along and changes the dynamics dramatically. And I think that's exactly what happened today. We had a speech from the Italian Premier, and he went a little bit off left field and made some promises that the market wasn't very happy with. So, whereas you saw stability yesterday, you saw bunds rally and risk assets like Italian bonds and South African bonds all sell off.
Absolutely. I was asking the question because I wanted to put, a kind of context to South Africa within it all, especially in the context of the very bleak GDP first quarter numbers that were released today. That saw yields on the benchmark bonds rising and expected to trade pretty defensively over the short term. Where are your expectations sitting in the face of that data print today?
Yeah, that was the worst possible outcome, I think, for SA assets in this environment. I think in a better market, like last year, it would have been ignored, because a lot of it was agriculture. I mean, we had the fourth quarter number in agriculture at like 37-odd%. And that was the largest maize crop in the history of South Africa. And now, obviously, with that in the base, you're going to have a disappointment. So, in a normal market, it would have been, looked at and maybe a little bit of weakness, but I think in this environment where we've had so much nervousness around risk assets and emerging market debt in particular, there was a marked reaction in the bond market and a sharp sell-off. So whereas other fundamentals like inflation and growth over the longer term are positive for South Africa, I think with the news flow and the jitters in the market and the negative flows, I mean, we've had, close on 50 billion rand flowing out of our market over the last 2 months, you would expect a sharp reaction from that bad number.
Yeah, certainly that bad reaction filtering through very quickly to the local unit. It saw the rand weaken about 10 cents rather on that news, and then ending the session at 12.78. Many saying that that year-end target sits at about 13.10. What have you pegged out on the local unit front and the implications you see it having on inflation and the interest rate outlook? Does the SARB necessarily become a whole lot more dovish?
No, see, I don't think there can be. I mean, on growth alone, and the fact that it was a big agriculture move, that's not interest rate sensitive. So you can do what you want in interest rates, and you're not going to change the what crop you can bring out the ground. So you've got to take that out of the number and look at the other underlying factors. There is a little bit of weakness, but I think the momentum at least is on the upside, and I think second quarter, third quarter, we will see slightly better numbers. So I think they'll be tempered, but not dovish. Inflation, we've got a 13 rand in our forecast, and we stay within the target band. It goes up to 5.5, 5.6 over the next couple of months, and then comes back to about 5% at the end of the year. So, for monetary policy, I think caution is advised, but there's no reason for overreaction from the Reserve Bank whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Traders remain pretty cautious, wary of a dollar bounce ahead of next week's Federal Reserve meeting. Are you erring on the side of caution there too?
Yeah, look, I think the dollar's done a lot. I think we're watching The euro very, very closely. So, you know, we've been comforted that they've stabilized a little bit against the dollar. And if you look at the recent economic releases out of Europe, there's a small uptick in their surprises index, which is a very good indicator. So, you know, we were of the opinion that, you know, the euro could actually stabilize, yeah, and the dollar sort of pain trade that's been on for the last, what, 6 odd weeks, could pause at these sort of levels.
Yeah. What have you made of the German 10-year Bund today, firming more than 10%, Malcolm, to a yield of 0.37%?
Yeah, I think some of that was on the back of the Italian speech, because you saw the Bund sell off last week, and you saw the Italian bonds rallied, and I think just a reversal of that. So once again, the markets are very, very jittery, and I think, you know, with trade wars and Italian craziness and you know, nervousness on EM debt, it's making, you know, markets move a little bit more than they should do on single events, but that's what you get when markets are nervous.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Malcolm. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. And, of course, Malcolm Charles from Investec Asset Management.